producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jim, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just... The word I come up with is intimacy. I want to make sure that I'm dealing with the same. I feel like I'm not close with my wife or not as close as we should be.
Okay, give me a little information. How old are you, Jim?
I'm 48. My wife is 42.
Okay, how long have you been married?
A little more than 20 years.
Kids all grown?
My kids are grown, yeah. They're still home, but they're grown.
When's the last time the two of you went out on a date with each other?
We haven't. Probably not in a while. I mean, we might go shopping or we might do something else, but it's usually one kid or...
Yeah, but the point about a date, Jim, and I use that word very purposefully, is that it's intentional, it's special, it's out of the ordinary, and the focus, the motivation is to make the other person feel that they're worth the effort. And so,
does that include like a dinner or...
Yeah, it can. It can be, it can be a hayride. It can be, a trip to the no-tell motel. It can be, shopping if this is something that you don't do ordinarily, that she would really value it. That maybe you go and help her buy a bathing suit if that's something she wants. I mean, the what is not so important as the context, which is this is something I want to do to show you how important you are to me. Because people can get really sloppy. Now, when you say intimacy, are you talking sex? Are you talking emotional connection? Are you talking time spent together? Are you talking shared interests? What is it that you mean?
I'm talking, intimacy to me is pretty much everything that you just said.
Well, but I need to know where the priority is, because a lot of women, when they say we're not very intimate, mean we don't talk. A lot of men, when they say we're not intimate, mean we're not having sex. And
I'm trying to say is my wife is, she doesn't want to be close, like a kiss or a hug, or she thinks it's going to lead to other things.
Okay.
It might, but...
Well, but Jim, but that what that means is that you have not done a very good job about making her feel special. She feels that any time you approach her on any physical level, it's only because you want to have sex, which means you've done a really lousy job of making her feel special. In fact, you've done the opposite. You've made her feel that she's just something, she's a sex toy. She's an inflatable sex baby and not really worth the effort except because you want to have sex. Let me suggest what I think you should do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if you don't think this sounds wonderful, we need to talk, because it means that you have bigger problems than you think you have, which is, I think what you should say to her is, for the next month, in fact, for a month and a week, so until December 1st, I want to make you feel special. I don't want to have sex with you. If you want to have sex with me, that's fine, but I don't want to have sex with you. I'm not going to approach you sexually at all. But I want to make you feel special. I want to say things to you. I want to do things with you. I want to make you feel very cherished. Now, I'm sure there's a part of you saying, well, but she doesn't make me feel cherished. And I get that. But the best way to get something is to give something. So that's where I want you to start.
Okay.
All right? And if you're not thinking that this is really fun and very cool, then you've got a problem. Because it should be. It should be a chance. If you were dating all of a sudden, and your wife was somebody that you wanted to interest you, you'd figure out all sorts of things to do. You'd make sure that you smelled wonderful when you were around her. You'd make sure that you planned sexy, interesting, fun things to do that were kind of a wow factor and dazzled her. So dazzle her a little bit. Let's see where you get.
Okay.
All right. Have
Thank
fun.
You.
You're welcome. Lola, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully. Thank you.
Okay, great. About, 2 months ago, I felt that my partner that we've been with 22 years now was going out on me, and he came home and he was supposed to be at work. Well, he didn't take the company truck, and he took shorts to work, and he never does that. Cause,
took shorts like underwear or?
No, shorts like long cut shorts.
Like surfer dude shorts.
Right.
What was he going to do with the shorts?
Well, he had them on. Well, that's how he came home, and... So then I asked him, have you been drinking, when he opened the door? And he says, no. And because his face was red, but he had the heater on in the truck. And so anyhow, I let that go.
Well, wait. I'm missing something here. Why did he take shorts? Why did he take shorts to work, and why did he come home in them?
Because he didn't really go to work.
Got it. Okay. So where did he go?
Off to see some girl.
How do you know?
I just have a gut feeling.
No, you have to have more than a gut feeling if you're accusing him of...
Well, yesterday he finally admitted it.
Okay, well, that's not a gut feeling. What did he say?
So then there was another time. There was another... Oh, yeah.
Well, Cookie, when he went... So he was supposed to go to work. He went and spent the day with a woman. Where'd he go? The beach?
No, he didn't tell me then. He didn't say anything then. He didn't admit this until yesterday.
I know, but what did he say he was doing a week ago?
This was a month ago on the 8th. Yeah.
Okay.
So he never did say anything about that day.
But Lola, what do you now know about it?
Okay, what I know now is on the 8th of this month, he said he was going to work again, and again he comes home in shorts. So I said, what were you doing in your personal truck, and why
did he say?
Have shorts on?
Okay.
And Lola, I
understand this is emotional, but you're taking a long time, and I don't have any information. You said you've been living with somebody that you've been together for 22 years?
Yes.
But you're not married to each other?
No, we're not.
Okay, how come?
He just never wanted to commit.
Well, this is certainly more of the same. During the 22 years you've been together, has he ever stepped out on you before?
He says no, but... now I'm starting to doubt it, and I never got that feeling before.
Okay, well, let's assume that he hasn't. So I asked you to get me to the point about how you know what happened.
So last Monday he went out, did the same thing, and then this time he said he had his pair of pants at work. Well, when I saw him, he had never put the pants on. And so
you've already told me all this. Just tell me how you know.
I told him that he went out with this girl, and he denied it, and finally yesterday he admitted. He says, okay, I have had an affair. He goes, but you drove me to do it because I know you've been unhappy with me. So
what's the question to me?
So he was with her that day, and
Lola, listen to me.
Yes.
What's the question?
I am not angry. And
Lola, that's not a question.
Okay. Well, really, it's like, what should I do?
What are the two of you sexual with each other?
Yes.
How often?
Almost every morning. And that's why I said, you know, how could you do this? It's every morning for you.
If you won the lottery tomorrow, would you stay or would you go?
I think I would go.
Then this isn't about anything except money. Do you have a job?
Oh, yes, I do.
Then leave. If you're telling me, honey, that this is about financial sort of interconnection, who owns that? It's his house, right?
That's his house, but I have my own home.
Why don't you move out? I mean, look, if nothing else at this moment, if you stay, what you're saying to him, first of all, he's cheating.
Yeah.
Second of all, he's saying, not only is he cheating, he's saying it's your fault. What the hell is that? He's not even taking responsibility for his own little nastiness. He's not saying, look, it was a stupid thing to do or I'm embarrassed, which means if you say it's okay, guess who's likely to do it again? Because there's no consequence, there's no penalty, because, Lola, it's your fault. Which means anytime you're thinking about telling him to chew with his mouth closed or to put the seat down on the john or that he forgot your birthday, both of you are going to be thinking, okay, it's just going to go and cat around again. I don't see what's in it for you, and if you told me that you love this man, that he was your true soulmate, that you wanted to be together forever, that you love him, that you know he's not perfect, that would be one thing. That's not what you're telling me. What you're telling me is if you won the lottery, you'd leave. So leave.
I do love him, but it's like, and we don't really communicate, and that's...
Look, you don't have to leave forever. I mean, the advantage about this kind of sloppy arrangement is you don't have to get a lawyer involved. I would move to my own house and drop off his radar and let him miss you. And if he decides he misses you and wants to come and court you, you can decide whether or not you're interested. If he doesn't, then this was just the beginning of the end anyway, and you might as well have your dignity intact. So I'd move out, and I'd tell him, you know, that you want some time alone to figure out what you want to do, and do anything you want to do.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
I know. He did say he was going to stop seeing her because he doesn't want to put me through this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you do what makes sense to you, but what I'm focused on most is the answer to the lottery question, which is you said you'd leave. So leave. And let him decide he misses you. And don't email him. You know, don't be available to him for a while. And just see how it feels to run your own life and not have to worry about him or where he's doing or Mr. I can't commit to you. What the hell is that about? You go run your own life and see what happens. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. Philip, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, where do I start? Do you want the long version or the short version of my relationship problem?
How about the medium version?
Okay, well, this woman I've been dating, I've known her since high school, but I've never dated through high school, and she was introduced to me actually through good friends of mine, and it just wasn't a connection.
When was she introduced to you?
We're talking all the way back in 1994.
Okay. So, and how old are you now, Philip?
I'm 45. She's
okay.
47.
Okay. Well, it sounds like something must have happened more recently than that, so bring me up to date.
Well, let's just say back then I just wasn't interested. I still had my heart set on someone else.
Okay.
And a couple other times we had run into each other, and there was just no connection. But 3 years ago, I found her on a dating site, and I contacted her, and she messaged me right back, and she was actually very giddy that I had messaged her, and we went out on a date the next night and hit it off, and we've been together for almost 3 years.
Okay.
And now the honeymoon period has worn off, you know, quite some time ago, and you know, couples have their little tiffs about things. You know, it's mainly over finances, and we've gone
Have either of you married since high school? Have either of you been married?
Did, she was married. Didn't last long. You know, she has a couple of kids, and you know, I've accepted her children.
Okay. So, how long has she been? And you've never married. She has a couple of kids.
No.
How old are her kids?
She's got a son that's 16, a daughter that's 21, and she has another son that's 27 or 28.
Okay, how long has she been divorced?
Quite some time, I think. 10 years or more, I'm not exactly sure.
So the two of you live in the same city?
She lives about 20 minutes from me.
Okay, so good.
Both from Massachusetts.
Okay, good.
So, now, you know, after dating, I'm sorry.
How often, over the last 3 years, how often do you see each other, on average?
We spend, like, my days off, when I have my days off, which are apart, which isn't great, but that's the way it is, you know, the line of work I'm in.
But I have no idea how often that is.
Okay, I'm usually with her at least 4 days out of the week.
Okay.
So, it's where, after dating for about a year, you know, she mentions the fact she wants me to move in. Sure, I mean, it's a good idea, but my situation is where I'm living, but I don't want to go too much into detail. The house is tied up in a state, we'll just say, and I tell her I can't up and leave. And, you know, I've kind of had, you know, minor arguments over it, and I know she's frustrated about that.
All right, wait a minute. If we take the real estate issue out of the equation, are you ready to neither of you were children. Her youngest is, you know, going to be out of the house probably in the next couple of years.
Right.
Would you marry this woman?
Yes, that's the other thing. She's asked me several times. You know, she wants to marry. I mean, the way she's...
Well, but that isn't what I asked.
Table.
I didn't ask if she wanted to marry you. I asked if you wanted to marry her.
Oh, of course I do. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. So what? So the two of you are not living together. So what's today's problem, Philip?
We are apart now. She pretty much made up her mind just this weekend.
Well, she's probably figuring that, you know, 3 years, neither of you are babies, fish or cut bait. You're not living together. It sounds like you're not engaged. You haven't asked her to marry you. So she's saying, you know, I don't know how much more time I want to waste on this.
Exactly.
All right.
She's frustrated.
Okay, I get it. So if you wanted to marry this woman, how come you haven't at least gotten engaged? And look, I get that something's tied up in an estate, but presumably you guys could cohabit if that was... Although I'm not crazy, to be quite honest, I'm just as glad you're not cohabiting, because she's still got a 16-year-old at home.
Right.
So either you're ready, after 3 years, either you're ready to get married
I'm ready.
Or not. So
I'm ready.
Why wouldn't
I mean, well,
you... Why wouldn't, have you asked her to marry you?
No, I haven't, and she's asked me. She's asked me countless times, and...
Well, so why haven't you asked her, if that's what you're ready to do?
Maybe you can understand me, and hopefully all the guys are listening right now. I think when a man is ready, he's when he's ready in his heart and in his mind. Does that make sense?
Well, I also think it has to be in other parts of his body, but Philip, I mean, listen,
yeah.
you've got a great situation here. You're a 40-some-year-old man. You have essentially no responsibilities. You've got no kids. You've never married. You've got a woman who I suspect is sleeping with you and will be available to you whenever you want. And she's figuring, you know, you have your cake and eat it, too. You don't have to do anything. And she's saying, I'm not playing this game anymore. So it's not that I don't understand the guy's point of view. I'm saying... If you're willing to marry her, why are you playing these games? You're just going to make her angry.
Okay.
You're just going to make her feel that you
angry.
Don't really care about her. Well, yeah, Philip. If I, what kind of work do you do?
I work in the hospitality industry.
All right. Let's say that I've hired you, and let's say mm-hmm. I've given you a promotion. All right. But I've given
like
you
that.
The promotion as a temporary situation, all right? Let's say that,
okay.
that I've made you an assistant manager. But, and maybe I'm willing to give you part of the response. I'm willing to give you all the responsibilities of being the assistant manager. I'm not giving you the title. I'm still making you acting assistant manager. And
okay.
let's even say I'm willing to give you part of the salary increase. So you've got the responsibility. You may be getting a little bit extra jingle in your pocket. But I'm not giving you the title. Which means that your question is going to be, well, why not? You know, are you looking for someone else? Do you think there's someone else better qualified? Are you not really thinking I'm really good at this job? And at some point, especially, it doesn't even have to be somebody else calls you up and says, hey, Philip, we'd like to interview you. You're thinking, gee, you know, I really like this job, and I'm the acting assistant manager, but no one's made me the assistant manager. You very likely are going to leave, and not only are you going to leave, but you're going to be unhappy about it because you're going to say, how come I have the responsibility? It's been 3 years. Why can't you pull the trigger on it? Why can't you either tell me you're never going to give me the job so I can move on or give me the damn job? Well, she's in the same position, Philip, and your boss, you know, if you take the other job and I say to you, Philip, I was going to give you that job, what you're going to do is not be amused at all. You're going to want to spit at me. So you're in the same, I mean, you've been together 3 years, you've made her the assistant, you know, the acting wife, and she's saying, well, okay, what are we going to do? In the same way you're coming to me and saying, well, are you going to give me this job permanently? And I'm saying, Philip, you know, you're really great, don't push me on this. So let me put you on hold, let's come back, and you see,
okay.
You can kind of let that sink in a little bit about how lousy it feels, and we'll talk about it. Carolyn, you'll
it
be right after
Philip.
It does. Let me put you on hold, we'll be back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Philip, who's been dating a woman that he's known for a long time, but they really just kind of sort of got that little sparkle around each other about 3 years ago. He's never been married. She's been divorced for a long time. She's got three kids. The youngest is 16, still living at home. And she's saying after a year, why don't we live together? And he's saying, oh, no, I have this issue about a house that's in trust or something. And she just tossed him out this weekend because she got tired of waiting. And I said, Philip, would you marry someone? He said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, then why haven't we asked her? And he's saying, well, you know, guys. And I'm saying, Philip. And I gave him the metaphor of in his job, if somebody gave him a promotion as an acting something or other, but refused to actually give him the position, at some point he's going to be really fed up with that. And he's going to feel, you know, why haven't you committed to me? Are you looking for somebody better? And he may even look for another job and may even leave. And the fact that the boss at that moment says, Lord, I'll give you the job, is not going to feel very good. So, hopefully that sort of penetrated your little testosterone mind. So where are we at this, Philip? What can I help you with here?
Okay, so, yeah, she's pretty much...
No, I got that part. So what's your question to me?
Well, what do I do? I mean, here's the thing. This is one thing of her that every guy doesn't want to hear. She needs her time and space.
No, what guys don't want to hear is I can't, you know, she's not willing to let me do whatever I want from now on. You got to decide. If this is the woman, stop fooling around. Go get a ring and figure out how to...
One.
Well...
Dr. Joy, I bought one this morning. My birthday's in 3 days.
All right.
Yeah,
all right, here's what you can do. Here's what you can do. All right, wait a minute. All right, here's the question. Let's look at the real estate thing for just a minute. What's the thing about the real estate?
What's going on with it? I just told her I can't up and leave the house with no
Why?
One there.
Well, so so spend 3 days a week with. See, I'm not crazy about the two of you cohabiting, but presumably she could come there. I mean, the 16-year-old is presumably with his dad occasionally, or old enough to maybe
father's out of state.
All right. The 16-year-old could do a sleepover at somebody's house. You guys can, I mean, you guys, look, Philip, if you wanted to, you could work this out.
I want to work it out. I mean, I kind of told her, I called her yesterday morning and told her, obviously, I want to work this out.
Yeah, but what she interprets that, Philip, I can tell you exactly what she's working, she figures that is, which is he'll make some promise he has no intention of keeping because he really, there's no question he loves me, but he's not committed to me. You got to, either you is or you ain't. If you ain't, walk away from her, and this is, as kind a way of doing it as anything, because she's made to break.
Away.
Well, then get the ring, figure out how to be with her, and, that you're going to be there, that she's going to come to your house 3 days a week, and you're going to come pick her up, and you're going to get a babysitter for the 16-year-old of the nights where she stays that night with you. Figure it out.
I have the ring. It's just a matter of putting that ring on her finger.
I'm not sure she's going to do it. She may want her pound of flesh at this moment, but you've got to be prepared to do it and pull the trigger. Not a year engagement.
No.
Let's go down to the Justice of the Peace and get a license this weekend.
And I know it's unfair to make her wait almost 3 years. And now,
Philip,
I'm paying the punishment.
Philip, you're completely misunderstanding this. Either fish or cut bait. It doesn't make any difference what's caught come before this. She may or may not be willing to go along with it. But you understand the situation. You've run this relationship exactly the way that worked for you for 3 years. She's saying, I'm not playing anymore. So either decide that this is the woman I want, and I could make the compromises that she's asking, which is living together and being married, are ones that I want as well, so they're not really compromises. Or, you know what? I like being single. I love this woman. But you know what? I'm not the marrying type. I don't want to live with somebody. I don't want to be married. At which point, let her go. Do both of you a favor. So decide.
Now, trust me, Doctor. Dr. Dre, I do want to marry her.
Then what I'd ask her for, here's what you're going to say. I'd get a huge bouquet of whatevers. I'd get that ring. I'd go over and sit on her doorstep and say, there's only one thing I want for my birthday, and that's you.
Excellent. The flowers are being sent tomorrow. And
okay, well, that's fine. I might even show up with a bouquet just as kind of, insurance. And I don't think I'd wait till tomorrow, but you decide how urgent this is.
No, of course I can't wait till tomorrow.
Well, then get some flowers, get your buns over there, and the flowers tomorrow will just be a backup.
Dr. Joy, what about giving a woman space? I don't want to push any more buttons.
If she doesn't want to do it, she'll tell you to back off, and you'll say for how long, and I'll call you the day after you tell me I'm allowed to call. She doesn't want space. She wants commitment. Give it a try.
I mean, she already told me she wants a space. She told me that yesterday.
Philip, you got nothing to lose. The worst she's going to say is bug off, hang on to your ring. The flowers will arrive tomorrow as well. Your birthday's on Wednesday. And just say to her, I mean, she's you put her on hold for 3 years. You can only do what you can do. Show your level of commitment. And she'll either go for it or not. And she'll either go for it now or eventually. You can only do what you can do.
Okay.
All righty. Good luck. Let me know what happens.
Appreciate your time.
All right, sir. You're welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Look, folks, if this is the person you really want, don't play around like this. All you'll do is garner resentment. And if you don't want to play, then tell them. I mean, you know, we don't torture people we love intentionally. And this wasn't intentional, but we don't torture people we love. Carolyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm kind of a young listener, but I've listened to you with my mom growing up. And that's actually who I'm calling about.
Okay.
My grandma, she's in like a rehab center because she hurt her ankle. And, you know, my grandparents, both of them have been like in and out of hospitals like over the past like 5 years. And usually my mom, she's not very like sensitive about it. You know, she doesn't let like it show that she's, you know, or if she is upset, she doesn't let it show. But this time around, it's a little different. She's been, you know, really stressed, like taking off work to go to be with my grandmother because, like, she's kind of losing her mind and it's just really getting.
How old is Grammy?
She's 75.
Okay, well, she's not that old. All right, so
yeah, but she,
this one seems more severe than past problems.
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Like, you know, my mom just, she's understanding like that. You know, it's at that stage in life where, you know, she's going a little insane. And my grandfather hasn't been the best in this situation. He, you know, he's been, like, really kind of bothersome to my mom. They don't really get along. And she thinks it's boring to sit in the rehab center with my grandma. And my mom's just like, you have to do it, like. You know, like, I have to work, you know, my aunt, who's my mom's sister, has to work. She's like, you know, you're the only one that could be here all the time and keep talking to her and, like, keep her, you know, sane and have conversation with her. Because she's just in, like, the same room all day, like, same TV channel.
Well, how long has she been in the rehab center?
Probably, like, a month and a half now.
Well, how much longer is she expected to be there?
Until she can walk. So
does she get up and does she have physical therapy?
She does, but she's not cooperative at all.
Yeah, that's the problem. Because, all right, so your grandfather doesn't want to be there. How old is your grandfather?
He's 78. And he's been in and out, too. And, you know, she's been there for him. So it's hard. Like, and my mom has to pick him up, like, every day to take him there, and he's just, you know, he says comments and stuff, and she's like, you know, I'm trying here. And she's just kind of at her point. Like, my sister and I both, you know, haven't really seen her this sensitive and upset.
Well, are you and your sister going over and spending time with your grandma as well, so that, to relieve her a little bit?
We're both in college, and I'm in Florida right now, in school, so I can't really. I'm like, I could come up for the weekend, and my mom's like, that'd just be stressful getting you.
Yeah, well, what about Skyping her, calling her, emailing her, so at least she has some, you know, someone to talk to?
I've called her a lot of times, but every time I call her, she just, like, hangs up, like, right away. She's like, all right, well, that's it, bye. And I'm like, no, I want to talk. And she's like, gotta go, like, you know, and she'll say something crazy or something, but... You know, I don't mind. Like, I try. I call every day.
Okay. Well, I think you should keep trying, and even though it sounds a little frustrating right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what specifically is the question to me, Carolyn?
How do I really, like, help my mom?
I think it's a really good question. I'd say to your mom, you know, what can I do to help? And I'd maybe come up with some, I mean, I don't know that I really want you to take a semester off. I don't know that makes any sense.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I could do that. And she's like,
I'll tell you what, let's come up with some ideas. Let me put you on hold, and we'll come back and see if we can't figure out some ideas about, because first of all, we got to get your grandma up and walking, but let's see what we can figure out. Carolyn will be next, and then Mike. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99 Dr. Joy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Carolyn, who is sort of caught. Her mom, actually, it's not a classic sandwich generation, because the sandwich generation, Carolyn, I'm sure you heard about, is more your mom's generation of our parents are living longer. But so they become dependent on us as they get older, and our kids are living at home longer, so they're dependent, and we feel like we're squashed in the middle. Yours is a little bit of a variation on that, in that your mom it sounds like you and your sister are a little bit more self-reliant than a lot of kids. But
yeah.
Your mom is figuring, she's kind of getting squashed a little bit between her dad and her mom. But that's probably been true her whole life, to be quite honest. My guess is that her mom and dad have always had somewhat of a contentious relationship, and she's always felt caught in the middle a little bit. And So the question is, what can you do? And one of the answers is to see if, for example, you're a member, or your grandmother's a member of a church group, or, you know, a ladies' society or something. Because quite often those groups are very tight with one another and will, for example, go and visit. Let's say that your grandmother plays bridge every Wednesday. So they might be willing to go over to the nursing home and play bridge with your grandmother on one of the Wednesdays. If there's a church group, quite often church groups are looking for sort of good deeds. You may be able to find a Brownie Scout or a Girl Scout troop or a Boy Scout troop that's looking for a project. You may be able to find somebody who is working at a junior college and needs an extracurricular credit for teaching computer skills that might be willing to go to the rehab center. So if you think a little bit outside the box, that, you know, to find somebody to sort of fill in some time with your grandmother. But even before we do that, somebody's got to talk to Grandma about getting her butt out of that wheelchair, because the only way she's ever going to get home is if she can walk. And the longer she stays in that wheelchair, the less she's going to be able to walk. So somebody needs to be really mean to her, because that's what she's going to view it as. Oh, I hurt.
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Difficult.
I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to have to get really mean and say, get out of that chair. And it may be
my
you.
Mom, she is like that. My mom, she'd tell her, but she just, it's tough. Like, she'll, like, scream and stuff. Even like
that's okay. I told this story before with my mom, who refused to take a shower. And I said, Mom, first of all, no one's going to want to sit with you because you're going to smell funny. She said, I don't care. And I said, listen to me. Your skin is the first line of defense against all the stuff in the world. And if your skin has to fight off, because dirty has to fight off stuff, that means your lungs can't. It's not your immune system isn't going to be as available to your lungs. So I don't care. I said, all right, here's the deal, Mom. I'm not leaving. You're going to take a shower. And I'll get in the shower with you, but you're going to take that shower. She said, I can't believe you're so rude to me. I brought you up. I'm your mother. You can't talk to me that way. And I said, Mom, I love you dearly. You're going to take a shower. And, you know, it may take us a couple of hours, but you're going to take a shower. And we're not leaving the bathroom until you take a shower. So we can either, you know, we can do this quietly and easily. And it took me about a half hour. But she took a shower. The next day, it only took me 5 minutes. Now she takes showers. So,
yeah,
and you can tell your mom, you can send your mom the podcast so she knows it's not just her.
I definitely, yeah. She.
All right, so here, so let's look at this in four different ways.
Okay.
Number one, somebody's got to be tough with your grandmother. And it may be your mom, it may be your sister, it may be somebody at the rehab facility, but they've got the problem, and they're probably the most skilled, because they're, you know, that's what every older person says, you know, I can't move, it hurts too much, it leaves me alone, you don't understand. But the only way to get out of there is to be ambulatory. So number one is your grandmother. Number two is a resource for your grandmother, which may be, and I don't know if she has... if she has any money, because you can get a home health care worker to go in there and you can pay somebody.
I think, yeah.
Right. And if she doesn't, maybe instead of everybody giving Christmas or Hanukkah presents or big Thanksgiving turkeys or having New Year's Eve parties, maybe we take all that money and put it in a fund. And there are lots of facilities that offer, there's, I don't know, they're called, it's not Guardian Angels. Guardian Angels is something else. But if you look up elder care in whatever her area code is, you'll find that there are a bunch, because it's a major industry, because so many boomers are getting older, and it's so to get somebody in there to spend time with her, to, you know, to play games with her and to get her out of the wheelchair. So number one is grandma. Number two is a resource for grandma. Number three is saying to your mom, look, Mom, tell me what I can do. I'll fly you down here so you have a weekend, and I'll fly you come and bask in the sun in Florida, and I'll come up and stay with grandma for a week, or whatever. And number three is what, or number four is what you can do for her, and say, look, maybe I can take an online course for next semester and come and spend a month with helping with grandma. And you can, I mean, so tackle it on those four different levels. Number one, getting grandma out of her wheelchair. Number two, getting somebody in to take care of grandma that everybody helps. And she may have insurance that will cover some of that. Number three, what you can do to help mom specifically, and it may just be as mom when you leave, calling or getting mom massages or something. And number four, what you specifically can do to offset the situation.
Okay.
All righty.
I'll definitely play this for my mom, and she'll, you know, find it helpful. So thank you. Good. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and she can certainly call me.
I'll let her know.
Okay, good enough. Okay, Cookie, good luck. Where in Florida
thank
are you?
Thank you. Tampa.
So you have really nice weather, huh?
It's kind of cold here, actually, now, but definitely
all right,
better.
All right, all right. This is going to be really painful. Tell me how cold Tampa cold is.
55 at night.
All right, that's, well, 55 at night, it was in the 30s here last night, so.
Yeah, better than that.
55 in Tampa is cold, though. You guys are probably wandering around in mucklucks or something.
Yeah.
All right, Sugar Plum.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Thank you, Carolyn. 855-99-DR-JOY. Mike, tell me what we're going to be talking about, and I'm probably going to hold you over and let you start off next hour. Tell me what we're going to be talking about first.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's great to talk to you. I really like your advice you always give. So here's my problem. I have a friend that I've known for years, and she's a really good friend. And I think she has something's wrong with her. I think she's bipolar. I think she's crazy because she'll be really close to me and friendly. We'll talk. She lives in Florida. I live in New Jersey. And she'll call me every night. We talk all the time. Then she says she's taking a trip, and she takes a trip, and then she doesn't call me for weeks. And she doesn't have a cell phone. She had a cell phone, but she got rid of it. She said, I'm not going to call people all the time. And now it's been like 2 months. I haven't heard from her. I called her home phone, and she doesn't pick up. And I don't even know if she's dead or alive. So I don't think she's treating me right because I've known her for 15 years. And I can't understand why somebody would do that. She's done that before.
Okay.
She would.
All right. So she has done it before. What's been the explanation when she's done it before and you've called her on it, Mike?
I've done that, and she says, well, I wasn't in the mood to talk. But how can somebody be like that? They're friendly for me like 2-3 months. They go away for a trip for a week, and then they don't talk to me for like a month or 2 months. And then they're friendly again, and they do that again. And she's done this before. It's a repeated behavior. I don't understand.
Let me put it on hold, and I'll tell you what I want you to do on the break. I want you to think about what you're looking for in the relationship, and you know, maybe something very simple, and what you think she is looking for in the relationship. And I know I'm asking you a little bit to read her mind, but you've known her for 15 years, and she's probably given you some hints. So see if you can figure that out for me, and we'll put you on very first next hour at 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.